The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink anything deadly, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The word of the Lord. In the creed at every Mass, we say that Jesus ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. Jesus' earthly life culminated with the ascension when he passed over from this world to the Father and was raised to sit on his right. What does this event mean? How does it affect our life? What does contemplating Jesus seated at the right hand of the Father mean? Let us start from the moment when Jesus decided to make his last pilgrimage to Jerusalem. When the days drew near for him to be lifted up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem. While he was going up to the holy city where his own exodus from this life was to occur, Jesus already saw the destination, heaven, but he knew well that the way which would lead him to the glory of the Father passed through the cross, through obedience to the divine design of love for mankind. Our catechism states that the lifting up of Jesus on the cross signifies and announces his lifting up by his ascension into heaven. We also should be clear in our Christian life that entering the glory of God demands daily fidelity to his will, even when it demands sacrifice and sometimes requires us to change our plans. The ascension of Jesus actually happened on the Mount of Olives, close to the place where he had gone to pray before his passion, in order to remain in deep union with the Father. Once again, we see that prayer gives us the grace to be faithful to God's plan. At the end of his Gospel, St. Mark gives a very simple account of what happened, unlike other Gospels. Jesus leads his disciples out, he speaks to them, he parts from them, and is taken up into heaven. Immediately they go out and proclaim the good news everywhere, while the Lord works with them and confirms the message by the signs that accompany it. He had promised these signs just moments ago as he spoke with them to anyone who would believe, driving out demons, speaking new languages, handling serpents, and being immune to poisons. They will lay hands on people, and people will be healed. Jesus does not say these things offhandedly, so we must not take his words lightly. The ascension of Jesus into heaven reveals this deeply consoling reality on our journey. In Christ, true God and true man, our humanity is taken to God. Christ opens the path to us. I think that it's important to reflect on this. Maybe this is our meditation for this week, that when our humanity goes and is taken to the Father, is taken to the throne of God in heaven, our humanity for the first time is brought into the presence of God forever in heaven. And I would like to say, because Bishop Burbage is going to be here at the 11 o'clock Mass, this is the 1 year anniversary of it was the fifth anniversary of Laudato Si. Pope Francis established this as the Laudato Si year, and it ends today. Bishop Burbage is going to be here today. And at the end of Mass, from inside the church here, he's going to bless all the solar panels on top of the church and on top of the gym as a sign of our care for the earth. I think it must be said that when Jesus takes our humanity to the throne of God in heaven, he takes all of creation with him. Because we all are, as human beings, we are what we eat, right? We drink water, all those things. All those things are sanctified in Christ. God's entire creation on this earth is taken with Jesus into heaven. It's all sitting right there at the throne of God. And many times when I think about this, I think about his wounds. It's not just our humanity he takes with him to the throne of God. It is all of our experience as human beings that are now present with God in heaven. And God is aware of them. Pope Francis describes this whole thing like this, when Jesus takes our humanity to God. He says, Jesus is like a roped guide climbing a mountain who on reaching the summit pulls us up to him and leads us to God. If we entrust our life to him, if we let ourselves be guided by him, we are certain to be in safe hands, in the hands of our Savior, of our advocate who defends us against all odds. The apostles, too, do not mourn as if his leaving is death to them, do they? They understand that although he has been removed from their sight, he stays with them forever. He does not abandon them, and in the glory of the Father supports them, guides them, and intercedes for them in all their work. In Acts of the Apostles, St. Luke recounts the event of the Ascension to emphasize that this event is like the link of the chain that connects Jesus' earthly life to the life of the church. This is the invitation to base our contemplation on Christ's lordship, to find in him the strength to spread the gospel and to witness to it in everyday life. Contemplation and action, prayer and work are both necessary in our life as Christians. The ascension does not point to Jesus' absence, but tells us that he is alive in our midst in a new way. He is no longer limited to a specific place in the world as he was before the ascension. He is now, in the lordship of God, present in every space and time, every race and culture, close to each one of us. In our life, we are never alone. We have this advocate who awaits us, who defends us. We are never alone. The crucified and risen Lord guides us. We have with us a multitude of brothers and sisters who in silence and concealment, in their family life and at work, in their problems and hardships, in their joys and hopes, live faith daily and together with us bring the world the lordship of God's love in the risen Jesus Christ, ascended into heaven, who is our advocate, who will always plead for us.